Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Wild Card Weekend is here. It's the Zach Gelb Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. And the weekend will conclude in Chicago between the defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles and one of the best surprises this year in the National Football League with the 12-4 Chicago Bears. We head out to the hotline right now and welcome in a Chicago Bears legend, played there from 1981 to 1992, and also an NFL legend as a Pro Football Hall of Famer, and that's Mike Singletary, who's kind enough to give us a few minutes right now on CBS Sports Radio. Mike, it's a real treat and honor to talk to you. Thank you for the time, and how are you?
Hi, Zach. I'm doing great.
Well, we appreciate you coming on, and I understand you have a new job now to your resume as a coach with the Alliance of American Football League, and you're going to be taking over the Memphis franchise. I'm very excited for the AAF. Tell us about how this opportunity came about, Mike.
Well, it just, last March, we started talking. I talked to Bill Polian. He was telling me about this league and the opportunities, and I thought it was something very positive that they were doing, and it's not in contradictory to the NFL. It is very much kind of in compliance with the NFL, and I guess it's one of those things where it was a great opportunity with a lot of great people involved, Charlie Ebersole, and really excited about it. CBS is going to be carrying our games, and just very excited about the opportunity.
That's the thing for me. You can't compete against the NFL, and it seems like they're using a lot of NFL resources. We've talked to Hines Ward. I see Justin Tuck, Troy Polamalu all involved with this new venture. But for you, you know, we all know your NFL ties as a player and then also a coach. How much do you miss coaching in the NFL, and is that something you aspire to do once again one day?
Well, you know, I have the belief that, everything happened for a reason, and if it's meant for me, it'll come to pass.
How do you review your time in San Francisco and reflect on the job that you did there as the head coach?
I would say a tremendous learning opportunity. By the time I left San Francisco, obviously frustrated, but certainly gave me a lot to look at and review and kind of get up under my belt. And since that time, just been working my tail off, looking at all of those things and the things that I needed to learn and to prepare myself to be a great coach. And so that's what I look at it as, and very fortunate to be able to have done that.
How do you think you would be a different coach if given another opportunity?
Well, I know we I'm not going to take a lot of time, but I will say this. I'm all about producing a championship team, a championship environment, and just being able to move forward and learn on all the things that I've learned before, having played the game is and having the success that I played with, it is learning how to do it as a coach the same way. So very excited about this opportunity, and we'll see what happens as a result of it.
Talking to the Pro Football Hall of Famer, the legendary Mike Singletary, right now on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. I know you have to be excited with the Bears. How about the job in your number one for Matt Nagy to be 12-4 and have this team right in the postseason?
Fantastic job. I think, hats go off to him and the staff, the job that they've done this year. And they had talent. I mean, just really great the way he's been able to come in and be able to utilize that talent and put people in the right places defensively. They've done a great job, and Khalil Mack is just a shot of just energy. The boost that I think the Bears, the missing link that really put the Bears over the top and made them a favorite the minute he joined the team.
And I think you hit the nail right on the head with Khalil Mack, because that sends a message when you bring a player in like that and gave up what you did for him, that, hey, we're not only trying to do well this year, but we're really trying to go win. And I don't know how many people before the year thought that the Bears were going to be in this spot, but now they're here. And I think a lot of it is because what you're saying with the play of Khalil Mack and just how that move really just changed the energy with that franchise.
Well, I think it's amazing. You know, a lot of people would say, hey, one player does not make that big of a difference, but it depends on who that one player is, and especially on defense. You would think a quarterback is the one that would come in and make all the difference in the world, but I think the quarterback play has been very consistent, and I just think that the defense, you know, the team, the city, everybody feeds off of the defense, and the defense from the very beginning, the first play that Khalil Mack had, you know, that first game nationally against Green Bay, it set the tone for the entire season. So was very excited from that night on.
Talking to Mike Singletary right now on CBS Sports Radio, you see a trend in this league. Sean McVay, young, innovative offensive mind. Matt Nagy, offensive mind. Both of them have had successful regular seasons. McVay now on his second year, Nagy in his first. And then Doug Peterson, that wasn't a popular hire at the time, but he won a Super Bowl, and he's an offensive mind. You see less and less defensive-minded coaches now get an opportunity to be head coach. You look around the league this year, you see Eberflus and Williams, Flores, and also Fangio. I'm sure we'll get a few interviews. Just how about the direction of the league right now, Mike, as you see a lot of these head coaching jobs now going offensive-minded coaches instead of defensive-minded coaches?
Well, I think that sometimes you just think that, hey, we got to get somebody that can really help the quarterback. We got to get somebody that can really develop the offense. But I think, defensive-minded coaches, you know, have a feel for what it takes and being able to really understand that defenses really do win championships. And I think that's important to remember. And I think sometimes, you know, a lot of the owners, they just feel like the offensive side of the ball is the one that sells the tickets. And I just believe that as time goes on, given the opportunity for the right defensive-minded guy to have a chance to be a head coach and really call the shots and put people in place, I think would make a tremendous difference.
How would you describe the way defense is played today? Because you're right. Hey, we could see all the offensive scoring in the world, and we saw it in the Super Bowl last year between the Pats and the Eagles, but I thought the biggest play of the game was the Brandon Graham turnover that took the ball out of Brady's hands. So with all the new rule changes and how you hit and the player safety, just what do you think about the way the game is played right now defensively?
Well, you know, I think a lot of defense coordinators, I just feel like you can't be right. The rule changes. You got to make sure that, your guys are disciplined, even if they are good players, to make sure they're not going to get ejected from the game. You got to think about how you're going to approach a tackle and how you're going to approach a sack. So there are a lot of things to think about. But I just think that, you know, defensively, when it's all said and done, when you look at what everyone would perceive right now as one of the greatest coaches of all time would be Belichick. And when you look at Belichick, he's a defensive-minded coach. And I think that, he's a guy that's able to sit that quarterback down and say, hey, here's the thing that you got to look for. When you see this on from the defensive side of the ball, this is what they're thinking. This is how you have to think. This is how you have to counteract that. I don't think there's a greater tool for a quarterback than to be able to sit down and talk to a defensive-minded coach as your head coach and say, this is how you need to look at this game. This is these are the hot pointers in this game that's going to help us win. So for me, you know, that's my argument for defensive-minded coaches. And when you think of right now one of the greatest coaches of all time, arguably, Belichick, I think what he's been able to do, I think that's what a defensive-minded guy could bring to the game.
And when I look at the defense this year for the playoffs, and if you want to bring it into the officiating conversation as well, hey, we all know pass interference is called so inconsistently, but the new rule is, and the change they made to the rule is how you hit the quarterback, and I still don't know how to hit the quarterback anymore, and as a player must be tough to adapt because there's sometimes you sneeze on a quarterback now, and it's a 15-yard penalty, so P.I. and how you hit the quarterback, I think, are two big things to look at, really starting this weekend, because we don't know how they're going to be called, and I would bet you that there will be a controversial call, or at least you know, one of them this upcoming weekend.
Absolutely. I mean, all through the year, you could see the inconsistency, and I guess it's just part of it until they are able to really get it down as a science. But I just think that it's important that we continue as a whole to, if we're going to make this game continue to be attractive and people are excited about watching it, that we just have to find consistent rules and be on the same page more consistently.
So much is talked about player safety right now. Just give us a little update about your health, someone that played in the league for a long time, and as someone that is an educator of the game as well, what would you say to a parent that is maybe up in the air about letting their child play football or not?
Well, I think for me, my wife and I sat down. We had our kids and of course, our sons, and looking at the league and where it's going. But I always believe that is so important. If you're going to let a kid play a sport, you have to make sure that he knows and understands the sport, and particularly football. What are the things that you have to do? And for me, it's tackling. So I learned how to tackle in the seventh grade and did not change one iota since that time. Keeping my face up, keeping my eyes on what I was hitting, and making sure that my neck was tucked in my shoulders. Those are the fundamentals of the game. And, you know, one of the rules that I would like to see, instead of the crown of the head and all of those things, is if a guy can't see what he's hitting, it's a penalty, because he's subject to risk. So when I think about if a young man is going to play, any young guy that I get my hands on, I'm always going to teach him how to tackle, how to block, how to do those things effectively. And if he's an offensive player, what things that he needs to do all the time to protect himself, and that is keep his head up, keep his face up, and keep his feet moving. Those are the things that I think can really, really help guys stay healthy and protect themselves.
You sound great. Do you feel okay right now? Is everything all right with you from a health standpoint?
Well, I tell you what, I don't think football has anything to do with me going crazy. My kids, seven of those, but they've been driving crazy. But as far as football, I'm doing good.
I absolutely love that answer. Trust me, we all have those problems, you know, dad and son, you know, son and mother. We all think the parents are crazy. You know that, Mike?
Absolutely. And sometimes the dad is good for them to think you're crazy. No, but it's all good.
Kids still scared of you, Mike? Because, you know, I must have been a lot of pressure growing up as a kid. Your dad not only being an NFL legend, but Mike Singletary, you know, when people used to bring over boyfriend, girlfriends, they're probably a little scared of you, right, when they first met you?
I wish they had been more afraid of me, but I don't think it worked on my daughter. I think when I came home, when I retired, my wife said, okay, all those eyes and all that other stuff, it's got to go. you got to be dad. And of course, I wanted that, and that's the way we raised our family.
Absolutely love it. On the way out with Mike Singletary right now on CBS Sports Radio, it's the Zach Gelb Show. Speak to me a little bit about this quarterback matchup. Trubisky's had a nice year. He's young, though, so you want to see how he does on the big stage. And then with Nick Foles, man, this is one special story. Coming in late last season, winning a Super Bowl, and then is back at it again, taking over for Carson Wentz once again.
Well, could be a deja vu situation for him. Nick Foles, I think, is an excellent quarterback, and it's really going to come down to how is he going to approach this game. Is he going to come off the bench and look at this game as, hey, you know what, I'm a starter. It just so happens that I was on the bench, but I'm a starter, and I'm going to show that I'm a starter. Is he going to play with that attitude, or is it, well, you know what, I'm happy to be here, and I'm in this situation again, and you know, let's see what happens. It's really going to come down to how he approaches this game and his mentality, and I think the offense will feed off of that.
And when you bring up this matchup between the Eagles and Bears, people talk about that Fog Bowl, a game you played in. Just what stands out to you? What do you remember about the Fog Bowl?
It was the most fun I've ever had playing a game. It was the one time that you could call anything you wanted to call, and the coaches had no idea what you were calling. And they had to ask you when you came to the sideline. It was an absolute bubble that surrounded that stadium. The fog was just perfect as to how it surrounded it. And it was as though we were in a bubble. And the refs looked at Randall Cunningham and myself during the game and said, guys, what do you think? Should we call the game? Should we play the game? And Randall looked at me and said, can you see? I said, yeah, I can see. He said, hey, let's go. So that was the game for us. And the minute you stepped off the field, it was as if you stepped out of a step through a wall. And your coaches were saying, what's happening in there? And you were able to tell them what was happening. So, very interesting game. It was a great game. Of course, Philly thought it was an awful game. and I certainly understand that, respect that. But the ref did ask both Randall and I, what did we want to do? And we both said, play ball.
No other way that you'd rather have it be. Wrap it up with Mike Singletary right now. The 85 Bears, let me just speak to them with you real quickly, because your name is always synonymous with great defense in that team. When you look back at that group, one of the great teams of all time, 15-1, stellar defense, as we know, unbelievable running back, just an unbelievable team when you reflect on the 85 Bears.
Well, you know, the only thing I can say as I look back at that team is just really blessed to be a part of a team like that. And a lot of people talk about how talented that team was. And I try to tell people all the time, to this day, I still get the Super Bowl plaque down and look at the talent that was on that team. Philadelphia, to me, had the most talented defense that I've ever seen. When Buddy Ryan was there, he built a tremendous defense that was fierce and talented and could run. The Bears, the advantage that we had as a team, we had accountability. That was, when I look back on that team, that's the one thing that I know that we had. We had each other's back, and if you messed up on a play, you missed a tackle, you knew you had two or three teammates in your face, and what's going on? We don't do that here. So we just did not want to lose. And we were not the greatest athletes in the world, but we had hearts that were huge. And that was the difference.
And last one for you, Michael, and John, a fun one. Last 4 or 5 years, you watching all the quarterback play. Who would be a quarterback that you want to square up against and try to get a lick on?
Oh, wow. Wow. A lot of them. You know what? I would say this. I think that I have a tremendous respect for quarterbacks. I think it would be the one that I really would have a tremendous chess match with. And that would probably be between Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson.
Wow.
Those two guys, I think, are really at the top of their game right now. Of course, there are a number of others for different reasons, but those are the two guys that come to mind.
And tough to take down, too, with both of them, because they can extend the play with their legs.
Absolutely.
Well, Mike, this was a real treat. It was an honor to talk to you. I appreciate a few minutes, and good luck to your Bears coming up on Sunday. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, sir. God bless.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.